This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Israelis head to the polls this Tuesday for national elections. It's been a muted campaign dominated by security concerns, Gaza, Iran, and Hezbollah. Polls show a very close race between the right-wing Likud and the ruling centrist Kadima Party, but a surge of support for an ultra-nationalist candidate, Avigdor Lieberman, and his Israel Our Homeland Party, indicates the next coalition government in Israel is very likely to be dominated by the right wing. Joining us from Jerusalem to talk about the race is NPR's Eric Westerveld. Eric, Israel's economy is hurting. There's a global economic crisis. Why isn't the economy a big issue in this election?
Well, it's remarkable. It hasn't been an issue really at all, Leanne. Security concerns have dominated, again, the race in Israel, mainly Gaza and Iran. Israel ended its military offensive in the Gaza Strip, an operation that led to some international outcry over the high number of civilian deaths, after saying it had changed the security conditions in the south. Yet sporadic rocket and mortar fire has continued from Gaza since Israel declared a unilateral ceasefire. That's led many on the right here, Leanne, including Likud leader Benjamin Netanyahu, to say the Gaza operation simply did not go far enough. He's accused his opponent, Tzipi Livni, of the Kadima Party, of appeasement, of being soft on terrorism. And Netanyahu has promised to topple the Hamas regime in Gaza if he becomes prime minister. So once again, in Israel, security issues have really trumped just about every other issue, including the sputtering economy.
So the polls show Kadima and Likud in a very tight race right now. And the once mighty Israeli Labor Party is actually in fourth place, behind the ultra-nationalist right-wing candidate Avigdor Lieberman and his relatively new party, Israel Our Homeland. Here's the question. If Lieberman does as well as the polls suggest, will he be the kingmaker when it's time to form a new coalition?
It looks like he will be, Leanne. I mean, one poll out this weekend shows Lieberman's party getting as much as 20 seats in the next parliament. It's a very strong showing. Even if he doesn't get that many seats on election day, his party would almost certainly have to be part of any ruling coalition led by either the Likud or Kadima. I mean, historically in Israel, the ruling party never gets a clear majority. They always have to cobble together a coalition. That often involves working with smaller parties, sometimes parties that you disagree with on basic issues. So Lieberman and his party are almost certain to play a key role in any new coalition, given his growing electoral support.
How did Lieberman become so strong?
Well, he's built his campaign, Leanne, this time around, really taking a very hard line against the Palestinians and against Israeli Arabs. His slogan this campaign has been "No loyalty, no citizenship." He's painted Israeli Arabs, who make up almost 20% of the Israeli population, as dangerous, disloyal citizens who are undermining the Jewish state from within. He's also been able to capitalize on disillusionment and discouragement over the stalled peace process with the West Bank Palestinian leadership, and he's really expanded his support beyond his base of Russian Jewish immigrants. His message has simply resonated with many on the right this time, so much so that in recent days, Netanyahu of the Likud has warned conservatives on the campaign trail, you know, that a vote for Lieberman could end up favoring Kadima and giving them a first chance to form a government. Arab-Israeli parties, we have to say, have denounced Lieberman as a dangerous racist. One Israeli-Arab candidate for parliament I spoke with said Lieberman is playing with fire, and some on the Israeli left, which is pretty fractured and weak right now, say if Lieberman does as well as polls suggest, it will only widen the gaps between Arabs and Jews here.
NPR's Eric Westerveld in Jerusalem. Eric, thank you.
You're welcome.